This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The best way to describe these riots was mentioned by my friend Dave Hodges. He calls them the Tet Offensive against the United States. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, May 30th update. We are watching the rollout of total war against the United States on a globalist scale. These riots are engineered. The rioters are being bussed in. They're being given bricks to throw. There are provocateurs that are hired, crisis actors who have been hired off Craigslist to come in and to make these riots as crazy and as chaotic and as destructive as possible. Why is this being done? Well, as Hodges has described, he's covered this for years, this is the takedown of the United States, or the attempted takedown. You see, what's really happened is that Trump has finally declared war against the deep state, total war. He's declared war against the tech giants and their censorship. The globalists have declared total war against the United States of America. And China is running that operation, by the way, perhaps with some help from Russia. But it's mostly China, and China is running the tech giants that are engaged in the censorship. And they're censoring anyone who's pro-Trump, anyone who's pro-America, anyone who's, frankly, influential, being rational, arguing for liberty and freedom. Anyone who's questioning the status quo on everything from the coronavirus to 5G to vaccines, especially abortions, whatever. All those voices and channels and even platforms are being shut down now aggressively. This has happened to us recently as well, where Facebook won't even allow you to share any link from naturalnews.com or brighteon.com. Not any link. You can't share any video. You can't share any article, not even private messaging. Why is that happening? Because we've now entered the phase of total war. And in this total war, a white cop was probably paid off to murder a black man in broad daylight to provide the pretext for the coordinated riots where globalists like George Soros are funding nonprofits that are bussing in the operators to cause mass violence and mayhem. And the media is complicit in all of this. The media is whipping up the hatred, whipping up the outrage. The media is practically the motivating force behind the riots. And they're doing it on purpose. I mean, if there were ever a case to say, hey, it's not okay to yell fire in a crowded room, look at CNN, the New York Times, NBC, MSNBC, they are yelling fire in a crowded room. They are whipping up the violence and the hatred and the chaos. And then when buildings start getting burned down and police departments start getting raided and burned to the ground, the media says, oh, they're peaceful riots, or they're just heated protests. They're not violent. They don't even call them riots for the most part. But every observer knows that these riots have gone way past the stage of solemn protest, you know, for George Floyd. I mean, you could see that for the first couple of days, but very quickly, these riots just became, frankly, acts of domestic warfare, or maybe domestic terrorism against the United States of America to cause chaos, to cause disruptions. Why? Oh, it's an election year, and they're trying to get rid of President Trump. What an amazing coincidence that this is happening. Now, this is a total left-wing Democrat globalist operation that's being run against Trump on the back of the pandemic, which was engineered by China, released by China in order to cause the economic collapse. Now there's going to be a social collapse or a civil collapse. You see how this is all engineered layer upon layer upon layer? And mark my words, there will probably be some kind of military provocation from China long before the election as well. Maybe we might even be in a war with China before the election. There will be more efforts to crush the economy, to crush the stock market, to cause social chaos. Oh, and one of the things that's happening right now is that the police are being told to stand down on purpose. And why is that happening? Oh, so that Trump is forced to bring in the National Guard or the military. And what will happen next? Oh, you'll have CNN with its cameras filming an engineered event where someone dressed up like a soldier shoots another black man in the street, let's say. won't be a real soldier. It'll be a costume, just like they did with Sandy Hook. They dressed up that guy, quote, sloppy sniper. They dressed him up like a sniper. He's a TV actor, and he played the role of one of the parents. I'm not saying that real children didn't die in Sandy Hook. They most certainly did, because the globalists had them murdered to carry out the full theatrics. But CNN had a guy dressed up as a SWAT team sniper, and he was carrying his sniper gun upside down by the magazine with the strap dangling. I mean, he was literally carrying a sniper rifle by holding the magazine with the strap of the rifle upside down. And this also turned out to be one of the parents. I mean, you talk about staged theatrics. It's all rigged, folks. It's all rigged. But the Tet Offensive, the idea is they want massive chaos. They want to maximize total destruction across the country. And they want to whip up an altercation between the military or the National Guard and citizens. And they will have provocateurs make sure that that happens. They will definitely do this. They're doing it now. And the idea, of course, is always blame Trump, blame Trump, blame Trump. And by the way, a friend of mine has proposed an idea that I think has merit, so I'll pass it along here. I don't know if he wants his name mentioned, so I won't mention his name, but he believes that this is all being done in order to engineer Michelle Obama stepping in to start running in place of Joe Biden. So Michael Obama, I mean, Michelle Obama would be stepping in there let's just be honest, to try to get elected as the first transgender president, okay? That's what is being engineered. But they have to have a lot of black outrage and black hatred and riots and total chaos and stock market collapse and pandemics. I mean, they're basically trying to rain down hell on America in order to get Trump out of office. And we've always known this about the Democrats and the globalists. They don't care how many people they have to kill. They don't care how much economic destruction that they have to incur. They have no qualms about just destroying the lives of innocent people, destroying small businesses, causing massive unemployment, 40 plus million people unemployed across America. Millions of people will lose their homes or be unable to pay for rent. Millions of people will become homeless over the next couple of years. I mean, the numbers are going to be staggering. This is all being done by the Democrats and the globalists on purpose, maximum destruction, maximum pain and suffering, anything to remove Trump from power, because Trump is about to uncover the true criminality and treason of the deep state. He's about to go to war with big tech. He's already launched that warning shot with his executive order to end censorship, to take down Section 230. I call it tearing down the Berlin Wall of censorship. And Trump is to be applauded for that action. It's courageous. It's leadership. And it's about time that he did it. I wish he had done it 2 years ago or 3 years ago. But he finally got it done. And now big tech is in an all-out war to try to censor everybody who is pro-America, pro-Trump, Christian, anybody who voices any concern whatsoever about the safety of vaccines or 5G, anybody who has questions about the coronavirus pandemic, right? Anybody who does not toe the line of the status quo is shut down, censored, punished, smeared. Maliciously smeared through a combination of the mainstream media and then Wikipedia and then the tech giants. They smear you, and then they make sure that anybody searching for you only finds the smears. They're so desperate to shut down voices of truth and reason. This is what they resort to. Well, Trump is about to end all that. Trump is about to tear down that Berlin Wall of censorship and allow freedom of speech to flood back onto the tech platforms. This would obliterate, by the way, the mainstream media. The mainstream media cannot survive economically. They can't survive in an ecosystem where free speech is allowed to flourish, because they can't compete. Their lies can't compete with the free speech of free people. There would be, if Section 230 is taken down, there will be a flood of so much truth and so much awakening. It will be revolutionary for human freedom and the future of our world. The truth will come out about the toxicity and dangers and damage caused by vaccines, the dangers of GMOs, the dangers of 5G, the evil, malicious censorship of the tech giants, the corruption and fraud of Big Pharma, the FDA, the CDC, the FTC, the WHO, the communism, the child indoctrination and child cruelty of transgenderism, post-birth abortions, and the coordinated murder of human babies by Democrats. All these things will be exposed with a flood of content. This is what the tech giants and the mainstream media absolutely do not want to see happen, because right now they control the narratives. They have monopolies over the narratives. So in order to stop Trump from being successful at tearing down Section 230, they, the Democrats and the globalists, the establishment, in other words, they are willing to cause maximum chaos, maximum just complete destruction across all of America's major cities. So this is actually what's happening. And by the way, it's going to get much, much worse. We are headed into a situation right now where I would not be surprised if we do not have elections this year. I would not be surprised. In fact, I've called for President Trump to deploy the military against the tech giants. You thought I was going to say against the rioters, right? No. Deploy the military against the tech giants. Seize them and shut them down. Also, by the way, Trump can simply cut off electricity to all of the tech giants. Just cut it off. By declaring the tech giants to be engaged in acts of treason during a time of war against the United States of America, which they are. They are working for communist China, and communist China has already launched a war against us, starting with the coronavirus release. That was an act of biological warfare. So all Trump really has to do right now is declare the tech giants to be the enemy combatants that they are. And frankly, he could declare certain bad actors in the media to be malicious, treasonous traitors, enemy combatants working against America as well. That would be, you know, NBC News and CNN and New York Times and Washington Post and so on, and order their arrest because they are actively engaged in treason against the United States of America. This is not even a First Amendment issue. It is that they are enemy combatants working with big tech. You know, fake news media conspires with big tech, conspires with the pharmaceutical industry, conspires with communist China to undermine and destroy the United States of America. And you're seeing that right now with these riots. This is what the media and big tech do. They create chaos and destruction and hatred. They create race wars. They create civil unrest. They whip it up. They engineer it on purpose. These are acts of domestic terrorism. So have no illusions. The mainstream media is complicit in domestic terrorism. And maybe one day Trump will finally declare them to be engaged in those acts and charge them for being part of a grand coordinated conspiracy to destroy the United States and turn it into a communist regime in the image of China. Because this is what's really going on here. This is what absolutely needs to be stopped. So the riots are going to get worse. The censorship is going to get worse in the short term. The attacks by the media are going to get worse. Big tech is going to push for more chaos and violence. And this is all because President Trump is going to war with these evil communists and controllers. And that's why Trump needs our support to be reelected this year, so he can continue to fight for the freedom to speak and he can continue to take down the deep state. So keep all that in mind, folks. This is very important stuff. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, utterly censored and smeared by the entire establishment because I'm bringing you the truth unfiltered, and I refuse to bow down to the obedience demands of the corrupt establishment. Thank you for listening. More to come. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.